So you've been over the past 5 years then in 22 countries, six continents, I guess.
Yes.
Antarctica is still waiting for its first
museum. I know.
Museum.
I was really hoping. In fact, there is a museum in New Zealand called the Museum of the Antarctic.
So you see all these museums in all these different places, very different places.
Yes.
Are there certain commonalities that national museums have?
The biggest commonality is that they all exist to tell, in some way, to tell the story of the nation. And that in itself means, as the sense of identity changes, the museum needs to change in order to better reflect that. I purposely visited a number of countries where identity is changing. So New Zealand was a good example. I've been to South Africa, obviously a very, you know, very much a changing sense of who is a South African. What does being South African mean? Rwanda was actually one of the best examples to me because, of course, after the horrific genocide, when you have two groups who are so separated by this horrible time, how do you bring them together?
So these museums, which are supposed to reflect the national identity and create an image of national unity and commonality and understanding, even if they're representing different pieces of the story, it's up to curators to put this together. So it winds up being in the hands of a few to create this image of a national identity.
Well, see,
there's a challenge in that, isn't
this
there?
This is where I think in the National Museum, if no one comes at all, obviously you're not reflecting the identity of the nation, so you're kind of not fulfilling your purpose. It has to be a reflection of an identity that they essentially identify with.
So market forces are at play, one could say.
Yeah. I wouldn't, but yeah, you could say that.
What about the issue of we have a National Museum of American History. We also have a National Museum of the American Indian to make up for the shortcomings of the former.
Mm-hmm.
What gets left out and how that's rectified or whether that's rectified has to be an interesting thing to examine as well.
I believe we are fairly unique in kind of doing it this way, having separate museums. We're about to open the National African American Museum, for instance. And then there's – because there is the American Indian Museum and the African American Museum, there is an understandable push by other groups that where is the Hispanic American Museum? Where is the Asian American Museum? And I feel very ambiguous about that, honestly, because to me it is an issue that if you have a variety of separate museums and then you have a museum called American History, what exactly – whose history is that, right? And, of course, the Smithsonian talks about, well, it isn't just the one museum. I mean it's all of the museums, right? And yet still, whose history gets to be in the American History Museum? And at the same time, it is – so clear that having what the American Indian Museum calls a native place on the mall has been so empowering and so important to Native American communities.
In all your travels looking at museums across the world, does one stand out as, wow, they really got it?
Oh, I do love the National Museum of New Zealand, Te Papa Tangarewa.
There must be something in that name, too, because that's a Maori name,
yes,
and not,
yes,
and not an English name.
The
so
fact
that
it's both together. I mean, it is the Museum of New Zealand, Te Papa Tangarewa is like the official full name. I just think that they do a really fine job of emphasizing commonalities and then talking about differences in a way that allows people to kind of come into this new identity and still critique it and still say, yeah, I don't know about that thing, though. That's kind of going too far. And that voice is also still in the museum is really quite inspirational, really. It's a wonderful museum.
So should you come out of a museum, out of a national museum, feeling affirmed in who you are or feeling challenged?
Ooh, I like to feel both because you cannot be willing to change until you can feel safe thinking about that change and that you, in fact, have something in common with these other people before you're willing to really engage with them in debating, even disagreeing on what is the best course to take. I mean, you do have to have some sense that we're all in this together. I mean, we can see it in national politics. I think this is an issue that museums can kind of address, that museums can be the place that says, here we all are. Here are the things that we value and we treasure. And now from that safe place, let's discuss these unsafe ideas. But we can do it in this safe place where we say there are some underlying things that we treasure and beliefs that we treasure.
Dr. Elizabeth Weiser teaches in the English department at The Ohio State University in Newark, Ohio, and she's working on a new book on the way museums shape and reflect national identity around the world. Dr. Weiser, thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thank you.